Yuma, Perek Beis, Mishneh Dalet. Hapayis HaShlishi, Chadoshim Lakteris Bo Veifisu. The Pais HaShlishi, remember we said there are four. The second one we just described in Mishneh Gimel. The third Pais was a special inyan for itself. Only those that had never been Makriv Keteris anymore. The Gemara speaks about Barichus, Bavus Tezach, that the Keteris is a skula l'ashirus. Pasuk says in Parshas Zayis HaBrocha, Yosimu Keter Rabbi Apecho Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Shteit Baruch Hashem Cheloi is a loshon of brocha in Maisi Odo. So Mamelo, anybody that had the schus to be makter Keteris automatically had was vice versa, was inevitable, would be Nizbaruch Bashirus. Kahana would wait their whole life to be zeichet to become that sinor, to have that shefa of Baruch Hashem Cheloi. So Chadoshim Lakteris, those that had never been Makriv Keteris before, Bolei Fisu, come and be part of the Fius. V'Horvi, the fourth Avoida, which is in the Pius, is Chadoshim Mishonim, Mimala Evorim and Akevesh V'Lamizbeach. The first, or rather the second Pius, that we spoke about before with all the different Evorim, were the ones who were Zoiche to Mimala Evorim Akevesh. There was a separate Pius. And that's the Mishnah says Chadashim im Yishonim, even though really the Pius Hashenim is also Chadashim im Yishonim, but it's just mentioned Agav, the third, which was not Yishonim, only Chadashim. So we always say Chadashim Yishonim, this is a separate Avodah of actually doing the Akrova of the Evorim from the Kevesh to the Mizbech. There's a few points to make over here. The Pashtus Loshon in the Mishnah is that the fourth Pius was one coin was zoiche on the halos evorim and akevish v'lamizbech. The Pashtus, Rashi, Taisus, other Rishonim explained this way, that this wasn't divided between six kahana, bringing it from the place where it was prepared, on the floor of the azora, up onto the kevish. Here was a separate avodah of one coin bringing all six chalokim up to the top of the mizbech. The Pashtus is, again, Rashi, other Rishonim explained this way, the Meiri speaks about Barichus, is that the Kohen that brought the Evorim from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, he was the one who not only brought them up to the Mizbeach, where the Rosh HaMizbeach was Mekachem, but he also was Makdir them, Laishim. He was the one who threw them into the fire that was burning. However, there are Rishonim that hold not that way. There's a Ritva over here in the Sugya that says, without going into the whole Barichus Dvarim, that no, the Kohen who actually was Makdir was the Kohen who created the Ritzui down below in the first Chelek of the Karm, which is the Avodah Sadam. The one who creates the Ritzui, he's the one who creates the Ritzui when they Evarim finally, they go from the floor of the Azara onto the Kevesh, then the Skadish on the Kevesh, they go up to the Rosh HaMizbeach, the fourth Pius, and then there's a separate Kohen who's the one who does the ritzui, so to speak, even though it's not makim the carbon. A carbon, the marshal, that was nizrak domoy, the bailam is already yotzo, or the carbon tom, it's already done. The fact that everything becomes tummy afterwards, it's not makim in the carbon. But lamaisa, as a lechatchila, there's a ritzui when it's thrown al gabi ishim, same way when the dam is not only in the skabel, but it, in the skabel and the skadish, but it actually goes on the mizbeach. So who's the one who was zoiched to throw the Evorim into the fire? The one who created the Ritzui. The one who was zoiched Zedam. That's what the Ritva says. That's the Chayre, his understanding. Mishnehei. Tomid Korev B'tisho. Ba'asora ba'achad also b'shneim also. This is not to be confused with the hours of the day with which the Tomid was brought. Here we're not talking about the hour of the day. Here we're talking about how many Kohanim were generally used in the Seder Akrova. Normally, it varies, but normally it could be either 9 or 10 or 11 or 12. Loipachas v'loyosa. This is common sprach in Mishnayis to put things in number of loipachas v'loyosa. Tinuk is nimoil. Loipachas v'loyosa, shmini, chi, asiri. So we also, what's the 9, what's the 10, what's the 11, what's 12? Let's explain. Ketzad. Atzmoy b'tisho. We explained before, the six kehanim. We're not talking over here about the Shoichit and the Zerik Dam. We're talking here from Horosh V'Regel V'Elech. Horosh V'Regel until Yayin, including all the auxiliaries to the Korban, the Nesachim, is 9. Bechog, sukkis biyadechad tzloicha shomayim. There was nisach hamayim alokum v'ashem b'sinai. Normally there was nisach hayayin. That's one of the nine. But on Chag there was also tzloicha shomayim arei kanasoro. Beinu abayim b'achad also. There was a dove noisiv u'atme b'tisho. U'shnayim biyodim shnei gzirei eitzim. This is also psukim beginning of Parshas Tzav, where the chilik of the korban atomid is the upkeep, is the maintenance. Ubiro le akoin etzim baboike baboike v'orcho le oilo. V'orchu etzim alo eish. Shtey do that is a chilik of the korban atomid. It wasn't stama upkeep, like a bedek kabayis, like making sure the mizbeach is flat and straight and whatever else was needed. This is a chilik of the sidur ho'avoido was v'orchu ubir. Now, the Gemara makes a whole arichus because it's complicated. There's one pasuk in Parshas Vayikra that says, the beginning of Parshas Eitzim, Vayikra, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha'koyin eish al ha'mizbech v'orchu eitzim alo eish. Okay, that's one thing to put eitzim. Later on, in Parshas Tzav, there will be ole ha'koyin, the pasuk we quoted before, eitzim ba'boike ba'boike v'orcha le'oilo. So the second pasuk in Tzav is talking about the avodas ha'boiker, like with the Trumas Hadeshin. And it says to put the eitzim there, baboike, baboike. So, v'orchu eitzim alo eish, the pasuk in Vayikra, the Gemara says, we'll be talking about the korban tomid, shoben ho arbayim. And then we have like this. We have a chelek of the putting eitzim, which was a chelek of the hakrovas hatomid, in the morning. But over there, the pasuk precedes the eitzim, baboike, baboike. And then, v'orchu le'oilo. It was done before the shchitas korban tomid. That's why we're not counting the kohen who put the shnei gizri eitzim in the morning as part of the mispar kahanim that was included in the morning. We said 9, 10, or 11. We don't add another one on for the kohen who put on the shnei gizri eitzim because he did his before the hakrovas tarmin. And we're only counting from the haloas evarim al gabi amizbeach, the way the mefarshim explained. Taisyantim makes the cheshmin. Masha'enkein in the afternoon, the Korban Tomid Shobeinu Abayim, over there the post says, Varuchu Eitzim Aloesh, is Varuchu Eitzim Aloesh, we're talking about after the Akrovas HaKotomid. The last chelik of the Akrovas HaTomid was putting Eitzim in order to keep it going the rest of the day and through the night. Memela, that would be counted, and that's why it says that Beinu Abayim would be Hu Atzmei B'Tisho, and two Kehanim Biyodam Shnei Gizri Eitzim. That's the two Kehanim. I said before one. It's really two. So the two would make it a grand total of 11. Now, one important point should be mentioned over here is that we're saying how many Kehanim are part of the Korban from the Akrovas HaTomid. And we're saying, Hu Atzmei B'Tisho L'Chayr. It's not that way. Because you have to add another one. Besides for the six who brought the Evarim up, you have to add the Pious Harvi that we mentioned in the last Mishnah of Haloas Evarim in Akevish V'Lamizbech. So the Gemara just says that this is Mishnah is going according to a Shita that's mentioned in Maseches Tomid. It's a Gemara Dav Chavav of Lezmer Yankiv that there wasn't a separate coin. That means we said before that there was a separate coin for Haloah Sevorim Mina Kevish V'Lamizbeach. Lezmer Yankiv holds no. His account of the Seder Avodah on a daily basis was that the Kohanim that brought up from the Ritzpah Sohazorah onto the Mizbeach, after they were already Miskadish on the Kevesh, they were then the Mala of those Evarim from the Kevesh up on top of the Mizbeach. Kanira, we don't pass in that way because the Mishnah before said Lachar not the way, so the Stam of the Mishnah is not that way. Interesting how the Mishnah is, sometimes the Mishnah is in Yuma because it's a later edition, so it was Kodal Mishnah is in from different Tanoim. Ubishabis, the Mishnah continues, Ba'achad also. 11. Hu Atzmei B'Tisho, like we said before. Ushnaim Biyodom, there's an extra two, even in the morning where we're not counting the Gizri Eitzim, but there's an extra two of Shnei Bezichel Levoinu Shol Lechem Aponim. It's an extra two Makrivim. Korban of Lechem Aponim had Bezichel Levoinu that were Hukrav. That means the whole week sitting on the Shulchan in the Kodesh was the Lechem HaPanim that was put on the previous Shabbos and the Bezichel Levoino. Those Bezichel Levoino were carried out, they were Hukrav. That's the Chelech HaChilas Mizbeach of the Korban of Lechem HaPanim. Like every other Korban that has Achilas Mizbeach and Achilas Adam, the Achilas Mizbeach and the Achilas HaBailim or the Oichlim, Over here also, the Lechem Avanim was distributed to the Kohanim to eat Bakaydish. But the Chelik of the Hakrova, Al Gabi Mizbech, was the Bezichel Avonim. So it took Kohanim for that. Obviously, another Hayisof is B'Shabesh, B'Tech HaChag, B'Yadech, Tzloich HaShalmayim. That was also Chelik of the Hakrovas, Korban Tomit. We'll just add one more point. It's not Mavur B'Chalal in the Mishnah. Who was Zoyche in the putting of the Shnei Gizri Eitzim Al Gabi Mizbech? So there are Rishonim that are L'Cheret should be a Doichik. Taisi says in Adav Chavov that there was a separate pius for the B'Shas HaPius HaSheni. There was a separate pius for the putting on the Gizri Eitzim. Big Doichik. Why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah? More Mestaber, even though it's a Chiddush in Mechadez, it should be that way. What's the Makor of it? Is it Tais Yishonim, Tais Rosh, the Ritva, the Tais Yonim brings down all the Rishonim, that the Shnei Gizri Eitzim was Be'etzem Meshach Shaychi to other Avoidus. That means like this. The Shnei Gizri Eitzim Baboiker that we said is goes together with the Parsha of Trumas Hadashin, that Be'etzem Meshach to the Trumas Hadashin. It was a mistayev to the Trumas Hadashin. It's written in the same parashah. L'chot shayach to the upkeep of the Mizbech. A chelik of the upkeep of the Mizbech was taking off the Haromas Hadashin. And a chelik was putting on new Eitzim for the Or Al Gabi HaMizbech. That's one. The Gizrei Eitzim Ben Harbayin, which l'chot has no shayach to the Trumas Hadashin, that's not upkeep. That's just for the future. That's not the chelik haboiker of the Trumas Hadashin. So over there, that, you have to say, is Meshach Shaychi to one of the Kohanim. Which Kohen? The one who was Oymid Litzad HaRishon, Oymid Liyaminoi B'Payas HaRishon. Again, it's not a Klor Zach in the Gemara for sure, but this is what the Rishonim say.